July 29th, 2021. For Krima Media in Johannesburg, I'm Sane Dlamini. Making headlines. Ramaphosa says cabinet reshuffle is under consideration. South Africa records 17,351 new cases and 520 deaths. And US looks to leverage African diaspora in trade with Africa. President Cyril Ramaphosa has hinted at a possible cabinet reshuffle, telling journalists on a tour of a COVID-19 vaccination site to watch the space. While visiting the site in Tembisa, Ramaphosa said the issue of reconfiguring cabinet is an ongoing consideration for any president. He said he was applying his mind regarding a reshuffle. South Africa has recorded 520 new COVID-19 related deaths, bringing the official death toll to 70,908. The country recorded 2,408,525 laboratory confirmed cases. As of Wednesday, Gauteng recorded 852,202 confirmed cases, the Western Cape 389,674, and KwaZulu-Natal 389,440. According to the Department of Health, over 7 million vaccine doses have been administered. Of those, 194,891 were administered in the last 24-hour reporting cycle. The Biden administration plans to tap the African diaspora in the United States to bolster trade with Africa in a push to work with people who understand social nuances on the continent. Working with diaspora-owned enterprises is part of the revival of Prosper Africa, an initiative begun by former U.S. President Donald Trump in 2018 that the Biden administration aims to make the centerpiece of U.S. economic and commercial engagement with Africa. U.S. Deputy Secretary of Commerce Don Graves said the diaspora can overcome cultural gaps, which he says is a major impediment to doing business overseas. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at PolicyZA.
For free access to legislation, speeches and crucial policy documents, visit polity.org.za, Krima Media's news and information website. Polity.org.za, deepening democracy through access to information. Visit polity.org.za today.